This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Good morning. In a time before airplanes, traveling around the world in 80 days seemed quite a challenge. In 1889, two women tried to accomplish the feat. A conversation with Matthew Goodman about his book, 80 Days, Nellie Bly and Elizabeth Bislin's History-Making Race Around the World. That's coming up in about 15 minutes. And later, a look at the Miami Heat's hot streak. To begin with, here's Jay Hanselman with a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
Kentucky's legislative leaders have passed two bills to shore up the state's underfunded pension systems, effectively staving off a special session on the issue. The new plan would generate additional money for pensions by reducing a personal tax credit in the current tax code. It would also use revenue from technical changes in the tax code, as well as money from federal tax updates. Overall, the plan would generate $96 million in fiscal year 2015 and $100 million the following fiscal year. At a news conference with legislative leaders after the bill passed, Governor Steve Beshear said the process will work as a template for other states.
This is a good solution to a thorny problem, a solution that other states around the country will be looking at as they look for options to solve their own crises.
But opponents of the bill say there are no promises the new revenue will go to pay for pensions, and there may be unintended consequences of the bill because lawmakers did not get much time to review it. Some Cincinnati retirees sued the city in 2009 for changing their health care coverage. A Hamilton County Common Pleas judge and the Ohio First District Court of Appeals ruled in the city's favor. City Solicitor John Kerp told a special counsel meeting this week the Ohio Supreme Court has declined to hear the case.
Which means the First District Court of Appeals opinion, which ruled that the city may adjust health care benefits for retirees, we won that case. It was a three-year case. I think that case alone cost us about $300,000 a year in attorney's fees, but the savings to the pension system was close to $300 million.
The city's retirement board and council have been making changes to the pension system to reduce the amount of its unfunded liability. At the end of 2011, that number totaled $680 million. Retirement System Executive Director Paula Tilsley was asked about any plans to change the annual cost of living adjustments given to retirees.
We are nowhere near making a recommendation and or taking a vote to come to council with the recommendation, because only council has the authority to change that. So that's why we are waiting for our information in May, and then we'll continue to have conversations and determine if the board decides that they want to change the COLA or not. But the conversations are occurring.
Right now, current retirees are given a 3% compounding COLA annually. City workers retiring in the future will only get a simple COLA. The Retirement Board will present the 2012 report for the pension fund to council in May. Cincinnati Council is now expected to vote next month on funding a feasibility study for the Westwood Civic Square project. It delayed a decision on the $10,000 last week after some members of the Westwood Civic Association said they had questions that weren't being answered. Mayor Mark Mallory and council members received an email this week saying the neighborhood was ready to move forward with the project, but the community wants more time to establish a coalition that will act as the point of contact for the project. The email says it will make decisions on the plan with input from all stakeholders. The proposal calls for making improvements at the intersections of Harrison, Epworth, and Erweiler Avenues in the Westwood Business District. Hamilton County employees might get their first raises in 6 years. Commissioners are considering the idea, noting it's hard to find and keep quality employees without offering competitive wages. But increases are contingent on how the governor's budget shakes out. The board, led by President Chris Monzel, is exploring how the raises could be funded.
In order to fund any compensation adjustments, administration will be directed to identify additional revenue sources, such as increased revenues over projections. The level of increased compensation will be based on the amount of revenue identified and will be allocated to individual departments to provide compensation adjustments, and increases will be based upon merit rather than across-the-board percentage increase.
Monzel introduced the increase idea in a memo. Commissioner Todd Portune wants stronger language. He favors a we will, not a we might approach. He's also pushing for, at minimum, an across-the-board 1% increase. The Hamilton County Sheriff's Department is asking for additional jail staff now that they've figured out a way to hang on to more arrestees. The jail holds 1,240 inmates and had been known for having a revolving door, where criminals were back on the streets within hours of arrest because of overcrowding. Though a formal request hasn't been submitted, Major Charmaine McGuffey wants three records officers in place by summer, when inmate numbers usually increase 20%.
Our summer begins May, and we go till September is what we call our summer season. So, yeah, we only have a short period of time, April, to get through, to get some of these things done.
The jail is able to retain more people because of a classification change. Now those who are only held a short time until a court appearance are classified as detention prisoners and don't count against the inmate population cap. McGuffey says since February they've been able to hang on to 1,000 people that would normally have been released early. The department also wants to purchase 215 additional electronic monitoring devices and add the staff to operate them. Commissioners say they like the sheriff's office new out-of-the-box thinking, but budgets are tight. Actress Ashley Judd says she won't run for U.S. Senate in Kentucky against Republican leader Mitch McConnell. Judd made the announcement in a Twitter message late Wednesday afternoon. Judd had hinted last week she was nearing a decision about the race. The former Kentucky resident, now living in suburban Nashville, Tennessee, had said little publicly about her intentions. However, she has been meeting with several Democratic leaders, including Governor Steve Beshear, to discuss a possible run. That's the Week in Review for Cincinnati Edition. I'm Jay Hanselman.